咁就我哋去到即係下一個議程就係AOB。咁就我哋 AOB 其中一個事項就係因為上次嘅會議啦，喺其實喺2007年嘅11月就我哋喺呢個會度討論過關於即係中信大廈個屋頂上面呢想加一個廣告牌。咁早前呢就即係 proponent 都遞過一啲嘅方案俾大家，咁有一啲委員都俾咗一啲 feedback。咁我哋就即係因為呢個意見係需要去交俾地政署。咁所以我哋都希望就係話可以喺即係嗰個意見係經過即係呢一個會議呢先至去向即係有關政府部門遞交。咁就所以就又邀請咗個 proponent 呢就上嚟同大家講解嘅。Yes, Andrew, you have anything?
Chairman, sorry, I need to leave by 6:30. I just want to make sure that that's not going to leave you uncorate and unable to continue.
OK， 咁啊，因為秘書啱同我哋講就是但走一個咧，都會唔夠 quorum 噶啦，嚇、啊，咁哎呀，你走慢咗啦，哎，OK， 啊，咁我諗就我哋都找緊時間啦，唔希望話 overrun 啦，Andrew， 我哋希望即係
suggest they talk quick then，
會先一係係 OK， 好，咁我試下交俾幾位我哋有Mr. Larry Lee、Mr. Ronald Lai 同埋 Mr. Nicholas Oxley 嘅，咁我試下交俾你，咁好快。咁我哋都聽過㗎喇，咁我希望睇下有冇啲乜嘢嘅 based on 上次呢係有一啲即係 improvement 基於委員嘅一啲意見嘅。
咁我要咁 ,ok。基本上我哋上次開完會之後兩個重要嘅議題我哋要喺個 design 度要 address 嘅。第一個就係嗰個叫可唔可以慳到能源啦？第二個就係點樣去 refine 我哋個 design， 令到個牌後面更加即係 user friendly 啊！咁基本上我哋過咗10個月，我哋做咗好多工作。咁我諗今次我哋再好快咁温敷一次啦。咁第一個 energy saving， 我哋就 study 個普通霓虹光管同埋 LED design 嘅分別喺邊度啦？咁我哋發覺咧，就係用 LED design 咧。就會是一個很 definite 的 saving 來的，如果用一個每日6個小時的 illumination hour 做一個 assumption 呢，我們可以省到10萬個 kilowatt 一年，這個是 definite 我們下即是 會用的 device 來的。這個 device 我們都是即是想說一下，就我們不會有很多 flipping color， 我們是會 static 的，只不過是Leon 是改用 LED 的，我們就不會說 take use of 個 LED 會有 flipping color 走出來，我們這件事我們不會做的。咁第二件事，上次我們開會就都擺了一些時間下去那個即是怎樣去 refine 那個 design。咁有幾個 items 我們是做了的。第一件事我們 confirm 了，我們是不會有 backing panel， 即是說個 sign 本身只是 carry 個 logo， other than that 就什麼都沒有了。咁第二樣嘢就係我哋會用一個 LED technique 咧。第三樣嘢咧，我哋係會 confirm guarantee 喺後面係唔會有光走出嚟啦。咁因為普通嘅 neon 就會係有光走出嚟，咁 LED 係 directional， 所以我哋應該 guarantee 唔會有光走出嚟啦。第四樣嘢咧就係我哋會喺個牌後面咧油油嗰陣時咧，會揀一啲 matte color， 即係嗰啲係瓦色嘅油。咁係會揀咗隻 light grey 去做，咁變咗係喺後面望出嚟咧，都唔會有啲好刺眼嘅 structure 走出嚟。第五樣嘢咧，我哋係會用一啲 light grey 嘅 steel frame 去做，我哋唔會用啲十字架好多嘢啊，咁我哋望落去好清晰嘅。咁做完咗所有嘢之後咧，最重要咧就係呢個 sign 起出嚟之後咧，我哋起碼要有55% 嘅 open area。咁即係話，換句話講，你起個 sign 出嚟，我哋要用一半都冇嘅。咁我哋上次聽到咧，就係 upper section 嗰度咧，我哋其實我哋都將一個 logo design 個 requirement 我哋要用，咁變咗我哋係希望喺 upper section 我哋只不過佔用個 space 係30% 嘅啫，咁喺 lower section 打橫嗰度咧，我哋就用50% 度。咁我哋後面咧有一個 photo montage 就係 illustrate 咗嗰啲 members 大概係啲 still member 係大概點樣樣嘅，係好離遠睇係即係基本到好 thin 下嘅。咁基本上我哋係即係做咗呢樣嘢，咁啊將分 view 嘅相 sorry。Time's up.
Okay, that's fine. I think membership is being so refreshed for what you have seen. I would like to invite comments from member. Paul.
Chairman, my issue is, and I've raised it on the email after the proponent has been in my office making a presentation on the same issue, and I raised the email immediately on with you. That I believe that they've made improvements from a technical point of view, but that's not the issue. The issue is here about the height restriction. This is in breach both of the absolute height restriction within the lease and in the zoning, and I've asked government to come out and let us know what are permittable structures above and beyond those height restrictions. We have not been given any guidelines on that, and I think from that perspective, unless this falls within standard guidelines, that the government has set for permittable structures beyond height restrictions, that we cannot support this at all.
Okay, any other comments? Andrew?
My concern is always to stakeholders. It's not so much what the what's visually intrusive, it's what whose view are you blocking in effect. The back may be matte black, but basically if a matte black panel replaces the view of a mountaintop, be that Fain or Shan or CG Shan, then if you previously were living in the penthouse view of a rather nice apartment block and you were looking across the harbour and suddenly you couldn't see a key feature, then you might be disgruntled. So my view was always to engage stakeholders, and if you hadn't engaged the key people that were going to be impacted visually or potentially impacted visually, then you're not able to assess whether or not you're going to run into any issues. So always I say to project proponents, check with the key stakeholders. It may not be an issue for them. If it's not an issue, then maybe there's not a problem. If there is a stakeholder, if there's somebody that is visually impacted, then they're the people you really need to be consulting. So my view is look who's behind the proposed project and go and talk to them and see what they have to say. And if you haven't done that, then I would do that as a matter of urgency.
Okay. Yeah. Sujata.
I would add, Chairman, to look at in what way would this enhance the harbourfront in terms of its image, whatever. So what is the purpose it's going to solve? Actually, should be questioned, I think, first.
Because we have discussed this before, and lots of issues were actually raised last time, and I noted that some of the comments are repeating what members have commented last time, but I think for the benefit of the proponent, we've got to give some very very solid decision on this, whether and what opinion that we are going to give the lands department, and for the benefit of members as well as the proponent, this committee is not here to approve or disapprove anything. This committee is here to advise relevant government department so that they can process your application, the application of the proponent. So the authority that need to process your application can listen or they don't have to listen to our view. So I think our view got to be because this is the second time they're coming back here. So we need to give some very very solid solid response. So I would see that there's two issues here. One is about the sign, and the second is about the height. Now, you can consider allowing the sign, but not allowing the height, or you allow both. What I mean allowing is not just not mean approving or not approving, but focusing on from the harbour enhancement point of view, what are our members' view on the two issues, right? So I think I agree that Andrew he need to consult the stakeholder, but I think we've got to have some definite view here. Otherwise, they will be coming third time, fourth time, fifth time without anything. Yes, Paul.
Well, my suggestion is very simple: that if it is within permitted height, we can then look at the specifics of the sign. And here we are beyond the permitted height, so we don't even have to look at the specifics of the sign. But so if there's a sign on the front of the building below the permitted height, then we're fine. But here the issue is that if we're going to say yes to this, that we are adding on the structure on top of beyond the permitted height. Now, we don't like additional height anywhere on the waterfront, so rather everything lower than higher. So to come to us and to ask for things to be increased is definitely not within our remit and is against completely harbour planning principles to add height. So we already have a height restriction here. If it's below that height restriction, fine. If it's on top of that height restriction, then why at all consider even the details of the design? But I have to pay respect to the consultants that they have made improvements. But I must say that from a government point of view, one has to consider how this is being dealt with. Here we've got proponents gone around for 2 years trying to get approvals for this, being sent around all the different departments instead of giving clear guidance on what are permittable structures beyond height restriction, so that we're working with standard guidelines, and we're not. So, I mean, I think they have to be upset, and they should be very upset about how they've been treated. But on the other hand, we cannot support going beyond height restrictions here.
Okay, thank you. Other comments? Agree, disagree? Out of you, Raymond, either one first.
Okay, I just respond to the Paul's question. Two aspects. One is that there is actually a statutory height restriction for this site on the OZP. But the height restriction, the maximum height as stipulated in OZP, normally refer to the height of the main roof of the building. So wherever there's a stipulation on the OZP, this the main roof. Second, it is more arguable, I think as far as this committee is concerned, whether this committee is going to safeguard or as a goalkeeper for the statutory height on the OZP, probably is not really a matter of this committee. So probably unlike what Paul said, even if the statutory height in the OZP is not compliant with or is exceeded, probably is a matter of the other authorities, say the town planning board. As far as this committee is concerned, you just look at the merits of this rooftop signage on its own right. But the list, I would leave it to the lands department.
Okay, thank you, Raymond, for pointing out the planning point of view. But I think they've got to seek out because they need to ask for a sort of lease modification to relax the height restriction on the lease. That's why the committee is being asked by the lands. Well, they are asked to come here because the lands department would like to hear what the HEC have commented. So I think the issue is also related to a lease notification matter, right? Right. Yes. Another, Raymond.
I just want to draw members' attention that in fact this sort of general points have been discussed in the last meeting when the proponent came to this committee, and a copy of the sort of minutes of the last meeting has already been tabled. We briefly explained about on the OZP planning side the procedures, and also the Lands Department representative at that meeting also explained a little bit about on the lease side on how they will administer the sort of height restriction under the lease. So that minutes have been already on the table in the meeting.
Chairman, can I not ask you a question? I mean, we're now discussing the role of the ACC. The role of the ACC is to say, what looks better, the one with or without the structure? And you're asking just an opinion on what looks better, then we can give a clear answer. I can give a clear answer. The one without looks better than the one with. So, but, you know, if you're starting to negotiate here the roles of the ACC, I'm a bit confused here. I think that the reason why this is pushed to us is because you're trying to get some kind of a system into place on the agreeing on digital
I think, well, now put it simply, we just give our comment.
Okay, well,
members comment on this proposal with respect to additional height due to a signage, right?
I want you to do it everywhere.
Yes. Andrew?
Not advised.
Okay. Yes. Sujata?
Yeah, I'd be reluctant to advise because I'm afraid there are other buildings will come up with all these signs.
Okay. So if I say we do not see any merit to support the additional of building height due to a signage. So we are not objecting to signage, right? But yeah, if the sign can is put on the surface of the building, then we have nothing to say, right? So can I make this summary and as our advice from HEC to the Lands Department? Any objection? No. Okay. So proponent, do you have any comments?
Very interesting answer. very interesting, I have to say that.
Don't support the bunker object. But could we take it the view of HEC is neither to support nor object. So the issue refer back to government for the decision.
Does it appear so?
You know, I think I have made a comment which is not objected by members that we do not see any reason to support the relaxation of height due to a sign, but we are not disapproving the sign.
It's okay.
In Chinese. <laughs> 我哋冇反對嗰個即係加個招牌，但係如果為咗一個招牌去加高一個建築物嘅高度，我哋睇唔到一個理由去支持。
Very complicated.
Sorry, I'm acting the role of a chairman.
Yeah, I
hope you would not take anything personal.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I know. Very complicated.
Yeah.
Any suggestions? Anything you want to see?
Yes.
Yep.
You want to break the
quorum? Just as a general point, yeah. I do want to break the quorum, but just as a general point.
Yeah.
At the moment, we don't have anything perhaps clear enough in the harbour planning guidelines on this issue. I mean, that we have general language, but perhaps we can strengthen again as we go through this learning experience. I think we then basically try and strengthen the harbour planning guidelines such that, you know, these cases can be more easily just read up in the guidelines.
Yes.
I guess what we learned from this is that, you know, our view is that we want to maintain visual access to the waterfront, and anything that impedes visual access is seen as a barrier to enhancing the you know, the enjoyment of the harbour front. And that's from a principle and a sort of a guideline point of view.
Right.
And that's the area where we inhabit.
Right.
What the specifics of that are, whether it's a sign, whether it's a new building, etc., will have to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis by the community, which includes all of those stakeholders and all of those decision makers that actually approve and reject.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not our job. Our job is just to set some some guidance.
Yes.
And if our guidance in the harbour planning guidelines needs strengthening, then we should perhaps again review that and do that.
Yes.
But I don't think we can do any more at this.
Yes, I think your summary is is extremely agreeable. Now the HEC has given their views. Well, based on committee member view, we are not approving or disapproving.
Understood. Could I use 1 more minute? Just 1 more minute.
Yes,
sorry,
yes,
Andrew,
yes.
1 more minute for me. Okay. Understood clearly the height restriction issue. That's the reason why we're going around the whole year to find a solution. And then look at the picture. This picture is taken from the staff area toward the building. And then you can see behind the building, it's basically we are going to build a very small sign. It's only 250 square meters. Very, very small sign, just anything a specific design logo. And we are not going to build a wall. We are not going to build whatever. We are going to do that. We are going to enhance the outlook of the harbor. And I have built a lot of neon sign in my career. And I'm sure a neon sign will enhance the harbor. It is a big concept, enhancement, beautify the harbor. I'm sure this sign we're going to deliver this job. But I understood fully if someone looked from their window, see an ugly sign which is sticking on their nose, that would be very indecent. But look at the picture. I roughly calculate the next building behind the Civic Tower will be the Marriott Hotel, which is about 300 meters away with the same height. And we haven't barely taken away their benefits that much. And then behind it is a hill slope. Yes. I think we haven't go beyond the hill slope. I don't know the exact term, but we haven't go beyond the hill slope line. But the sign is just 250 square meter, a very small sign. I mean, that's how we come from. Thank you. I'm sorry. I got it. I was very clear on that.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for your comment. We appreciate that. Yeah. So I think we have spent enough time for this agenda, and I would like to thank the proponent for coming to us again and have a dialogue with us and hear our views. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you would like to discuss at AOB on inventory? Anything you would like to talk about, Paul? We are breaking the quorum. Yeah.
Well, in that case, I think it's best to agree on the process, because I've just gone through the original list we submitted last time and the inventory list, and there are gaps between the two. But to go through each individually, I think, is very complicated. So I'd rather have a working session separately with planning department to run through, and then come back to this meeting with an action list where we agree, disagree, or something like that, if that can be as a matter of process.
And
who will join?
I agree. So yes, I'm just asking, not just you. if there are other yes, Andrew. Yes. So we will have a small task group on that. So we'll work. Sujata, Andrew, and Paul will sit down with Raymond, right?
Yep. We're setting up a time.
And talk about this and then work out an agreeable way of handling this. Thank you. Thank you, Paul, for this very, very good suggestion. You know, this is what the HEC chairman always suggests. Leave it to the subcommittee. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes. So would... Yeah, they are something, right? So they are something that were handed down from the main committee to this committee that I would like the secretariat to talk about this. Yeah, can you report?
Thank you, list of issues 嘅，咁個 list of issues 其實今日咧我哋都係影印咗咧就係 table 咗喺個 meeting， 咁 members 咧係可以參考下。咁其中咧就係嗰個 issue 5、6同埋 7A 三個 issue 咧就係帶咗落嚟我哋呢個 subcom 嗰度咧係要去處理嘅。咁咧就即係其實就睇一睇咧我哋。 嗰、那個即係做法啦，對於處理呢幾方面咧，我哋係可以點樣樣做？ 咁咧就秘書處初步咧就有少少嘅建議啦，咁可以睇下咧係委員咧嘅意思係點樣。咁喺item 5A 咧，就係關於其實係有啲咩嘅土地用途係影響將來西九個發展嘅。咁其實咧就係from time to time 咧就唔同嘅 project proponent 佢哋如果係有一啲建議嘅用途咧，譬如好似今頭先剛才我哋係水務處咧，亦都將佢哋嘅建議係提交俾我哋subcom去考慮。咁咧就其實如果係有呢類嘅用途咧，已經係即係平時都已經係嚟我哋呢個subcom嗰度係問我哋嘅意見。咁咧就我諗呢、這個即係、就是、我哋即係相信呢一個嘅做法咧，亦都係可以咧係即係俾個機會啦，係共建為港委會我哋呢個subcom咧就係去考慮唔同嘅用途啦。咁若果係委員覺得有一啲特別嘅建議，都想個 project proponent 係上嚟嘅話咧，亦都隨時我哋秘書處可以係提出一個邀請嘅。咁另外咧就五 B 嗰度咧就係關於西九嗰張嘅Outline Zoning Plan 佢哋處理嗰、那個修訂啊咁樣，咁其實咧而家係有關嘅修訂同埋嗰個反對意見咧，就係喺城規會嗰、那個即城規條例底下裏邊咧，其實進行緊。咁咧就即係秘書處都覺得我哋可以將呢、這個即係有關嘅issue 咧，可以即係翻去其實城規會嗰度考慮嘅。咁另外喺第六嗰度咧，係關於即係Kennedy Town 嗰、那個發展有冇需要係有個 Route 4咁。咁據我哋所知咧，就其實係運輸及房屋局咧，其實佢哋就係即係以往有一個 Route 4嗰個 alignment 啦。咁但係到現時為止咧，就未有一個定案嘅。咁就如果委員認為係即係適當嘅，我哋可以將即係委員就住呢一個資料啦，如果係我哋可以轉達翻去俾運輸及房屋局，咁若果佢哋係就住呢個 Route 4係有一啲嘅新進展嘅時候咧，就係、是、可以翻嚟我哋呢個委員咧，就向即係委員介紹。咁另外7A 嗰度咧就關於維港兩岸嘅一啲臨時嘅用途，咁我哋嘅理解咧就係、是地政處其實佢哋已經咧係即係就住呢個議題咧，佢哋係準備緊一啲嘅資料，咁喺相關嘅資料有嘅時候咧，就會翻嚟咧我哋呢個subcom嗰度向委員介紹。咁即係我哋秘書處嗰個建議係咁樣啦，咁睇下委員咧就住嗰啲建議有冇咩
Yes, Paul.
I appreciate 5B that we've taken it off the list. On 5A, I hope that we can be briefed on the existing constraints so we know we have the base, because at this moment you don't have a base. The saltwater plant and these water pipes are all a surprise, and there might be more surprises, but it would be good to know a base. On 6A, I appreciate that we're asking THB, but rather than wait for THB until they have to say something to us, I suggest that we put an ASAP to it. Every day, new developments are being proposed for the south side of the island. Every day those developments that are going to be approved are developments and put new traffic on the road and further necessitate the need for Route 4. At this moment, the three proposals for Route 4 either require reclamation or put a double-deck road in front of people's houses and windows right on the prior of Kennedy Town, completely against any harbour planning principle. So how could anybody agree to any development on the south side if that is the current alignment of that road? So I think we'll have to get a better plan from the THB as soon as possible. Otherwise, how could we support any development on the south side? It may necessitate a really, really bad road, which is completely against every harbour planning principle. So an ASAP on 6A, please. And point 7, fantastic, great, look forward to it.
Thank you. So. Any other further business?
For AOB? Yes. We have talked about several times about inviting some of the main users to come back overall. And of course, there are many different departments that have an impact on the waterfront, AFCD and WSD and the Marine Department and so on. But I hope we could maybe focus on three that we invite, say, for each consecutive next meeting. Maybe one meeting with lands, and then the next meeting with transport housing, and then one meeting with the LCSD, to run through all their sites on the waterfront, and then go to the smaller kind of like users and ask them to give us a comprehensive brief on all the sites they own and what they're planning to do in relation to the harbour planning principles, so we can take a proactive approach.
Yeah. Okay. 咁破個提議其實上次都講過㗎啦，咁我諗 即係既然我哋都一路 keep 住嗰個 inventory， 即係兩海維港兩岸咁都有好多個即係土地，咁坡嘅提議就係話，即係如果有某一啲部門，譬如地政處啊，即係康文處或者係仲有佢講緊邊個嚇？呢個 THB 嚇嗰啲土地嘅，咁可唔可以即係輪住嚟講講佢哋自己喺向海港兩岸嗰啲項目咧？咁呢個我覺得都好嘅提議嚟嘅。咁有冇技術上嘅困難咧？即係喺政府嗰方面，即係可能嗰啲部門自己都唔知道自己，即係佢可能從來都冇一個咁嘅 framework 咧，係去將佢自己喺海邊嘅土地組織一次。即係可能真係我哋要幫佢哋咧，係去即係去喺個 map 度 map， 即係叫佢自己 map 翻出嚟，因為可能佢自己不嬲做嘢都係一忽忽噶嘛，咁所以我唔知道即係呢樣嘢係我點樣可以 facilitate 到呢樣嘢發生嚇？呢個係咪我頭先講嗰樣嘢？係啊 ，MMH 係咩嚟㗎？我去了校長那裡啊，這麼鬼醒目的OK, yes Paul, I was told by the secretariat that this has been, because there are relatively lack of issue in the task group led by professor. So that's what passed to professor's task group.
So they're going to come to the professor's
task group? This usually will be handled by professor's task group.
No, I don't think so.
No, you say no? Okay, let's debate about this. Okay, yes, Raymond.
This was tabled at the last HEC meeting. At the end of the last HEC meeting, your list of things concerning eight major points, mm-hmm. you wanted to table today.
Yeah, we dealt with those.
Yeah.
We dealt with those. But yeah. I think what we're talking about is here a different issue. Here's the issue is, can we have the ASD, say for example, ASD today comes back
yeah,
and they
correct.
Just talk about
Western.
Why can't they come to
correct.
Us and talk about all the waterfront sites
correct.
In one go about how they do enhancement?
Correct.
Can we ask the roads guys to do that? And so separately
correct.
With one department talk about all those sites.
Correct.
And I think the only place to do that is here. I can't see I'd love to put it in the chairman's meeting, but I think that isn't, he will not talk the details of enhancement.
Well, is that exactly point 8C
on
the list?
Which paper is that?
The one that we have tabled today, which is the same one that you submitted to the
committee?
8C?
Yes, Amy?
I think we are very keen, I think apparently we are all very keen to talk about such issues, so, but I think if we are talking about the task group or management model for the harbourfront, I think for that task group it has a very clear mandate what it should talk about. It should be coming up with a management model for the harbourfront, so for that task group the mandate is rather focused, and I don't know from my listening to what has been suggested when we invite the government departments to come to brief the HEC, probably you want to cover the existing activities as well as what might be works planned along the harbourfront. So we would think that it might be more appropriate for this subcommittee to discuss those issues. I think that's... I think it's just reflecting what's been agreed for the mandate of the task group. If members don't have strong views, I think we'll try to make the specific arrangements.
Yeah. So Chairman, basically what I remember this point now.
Yes.
We at that time said that the heading here for point 8 in my paper was that to clarify and improve the work and proceedings of the ACC, which is an ongoing thing. So that is to make sure that the ATC as a whole keep working properly. In terms of the specific of getting people to go and talk about their sites, I don't think it was ever intended to be discussed there. It was to talk about how to improve ATC proceedings. And one aspect of that is that we here get each individual department to come one by one to talk about all their sites. So if we can now agree that we're going to do that, then at least we start making some progress. Otherwise, we have to wait for the chairman's meeting to first agree that this is what we're going to do, and then it comes back to you, and then we start doing it. Why not start at it today?
Okay. Now, I would need to have this clarified first, because, well, if that was a decision in the last FEC meeting, if that was a decision, then we have to respect the decision, right? So we cannot overturn a decision.
No.
Yeah,
it was the decision was to talk about it. You know, again, this is one of those last minutes.
Yes, because of
as you're running out of the door, how do we clear the agenda?
This is always the critical time. This is always the critical time, right? Everything is running out, they casually make decision, right?
No, about how ATC overall is working is what is for the chairman's, because what we have always asked for, because he always said, like, my committee only talks about the future management model. We said, no, we should also talk about today's management model, which is how is ATC working. So he has agreed to do that. But one of the specific aspects is that we here are going to get these individual departments to come through. So can we start with that? Let's not postpone it, Chairman. Let's just get going with these departments and let them come by. Let's get transport first or lens department first. Let's get going.
Yes, Sujata?
I think this would be the initial steps towards an integrated harbor vision. So this step is important, I think.
Yes, Raymond?
I think we have time, as reported earlier in the meeting, the lens department will be coming back to this committee to report on the sort of the short-term size anyway. So that is a start. Sure. And perhaps, if, Chairman, if you want to sort of clarify the decision, then we still have time to do so.
Yeah. Okay. So, Paul, I think I need to be careful this time. Yeah, because it's all due to you, you know.
You're always careful.
So I need to seek some clarification before making a decision.
Chairman, even so, I don't think for this subcommittee, the regular meeting may not be able to absorb this kind of discussion presentation, because even for a relatively light agenda as we have today, we still need to go beyond 7 p.m.
Exactly.
For a more complicated discussion,
right.
If you want to go through the entire harbor, even by a single department, it may take a longer time.
Right.
I don't mind a separate meeting.
Yeah. Well, Paul, I fully agree that your proposal need to be it's a very good proposal, and I think government officials all agree that this should can be done. The remaining issue is where would this be held? So I think I would need some time
to
seek
clarification. I'll leave
you
a good hand, Chairman. Thank you very much
for guiding us for today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wouldn't be the first time I tried to shape my additional workload.
Way's been playing for a long time.
I've been asking for this thing for so long.
Doesn't
matter. We'll get it on the table one day. It's actually being persistent. Persistency is important.
Thanks, Chairman.
And to break down the scale, everything we can do to minimize the impact of this RCP. And so we are focused